Oh yes, thank you for joining us for the webcast. That's Jimmy Smith on that Hammond organ, taken from an album Any Number Can Win. Wow, what an album cover way back in the day. Playing a number four on the track, and it's called Go On Train. See, I'm on the No Stress Express, but I read an article from the National Black Church Initiative that I'd like to share with you. You know, Dr. Anthony Evans is the head of that organization. And when I got this week down the pike, I just said, I gotta share my opinion on it. It's not negative, but it's real. Welcome to the webcast. In a world of professing Christians. Yeah, here we go. I know that I cannot play Jimmy Smith all day because I'll be here listening to jazz. Those of you that's never thought about jazz from the progressive side of African-American culture, you really need to look into, because these new jazz artists, in my humble opinion, are very weak, 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 weak. Jimmy is gone. He's not with us anymore. But he had Johnny Mitchell, Joe Newton, James Sedler, Charlie Shavers, Snooky Young on the trumpet. Boy, that's great. That's why that trumpet sounded so good. I love it. But let me share something with you on this initiative that I came across. I think that it was not only interesting, and it just puts the subject being filled with the right stuff. And what I'd like to do is, you know, I found it strange that in this article to the churches, well, it starts off as a National Black Church Initiative President, Reverend Anthony Evans, declares an education emergency in the African-American community and presents a comprehensive educational strategy, a pathway forward for African-Americans in the 21st century. Now, okay, I get it. What the attempt is to build up our community from the churches. Well, let me see. Let me start reading the article and then I'll start to comment. I do have one thing to say. I'd like to, because I am a believer in God. I'm not a Christian like most Americans in this country are, because the Klan would say that they're Christians, and I'm not a Christian like that. I'm not a Christian by following a denomination. I'm not a Christian by my benevolence attitudes towards helping others. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, okay? So that's a kind of a quote-unquote, and I hate to use these euphemisms that a lot of people use in church when they say that they're believers. And I'm telling you, you can't do that, because you're going to be categorized, you're going to be marginalized, you're going to be put in a box. You're going to be placed in a category that you don't want to find yourself in. So let's dispense of putting the titles on our name. I don't think that you should wear God on your lapel. No, I don't think that you should go around asking people, are they saved or lost? In terms of young men, listen to this. In the book of Titus in the New Testament, and we know that Paul wrote that text, in verse 6 of chapter 2, he says, likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. Urge the young men to be sensible. Now, I'm looking at the young men in my community as well as the young women in my community, because God has been gracious enough to allow me to teach in an educational system and to help in a humanities department to enlighten the minds of young people in Los Angeles, in a small part of this city. I live in a large megapolis. That's what I call it, a huge megapolis. And in this megapolis, you have hundreds and thousands of minds. I got up this morning And I looked out the window and it was cloudy outside. And I said, that's all right. Clouds are good. The sun will break through when it's time. And I saw a young man driving a little sports car. And he had backed it up like he was turning around in the middle of the street. And all of a sudden the car began to roll forward and the fender hit the curb. Grabbed my attention. I went to the window and I looked out, and the young man behind the wheel had on a baseball cap slouched all down in the driver's seat, and he was smoking the joint. He just took about 5 or 6 drags on it. Whoa, boom, 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 boom. And the car rolled into the curb, and he backed it up, and then he finally took off. And I said, that'll go right along with my webcast today, being filled with the right stuff. And I thought about this verse. Likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. This is God speaking to older men that profess to be believers. As a matter of fact, to an elder in the church. And he says, what you need to do is you need to urge young men to be sensible. Young women too, but especially young men, because I believe that men are the leaders of society. We're going to see that in just a little bit in our society here in the United States. I won't change the subject matter, but let me get into the reading of this article. And I found it interesting because as I thumbed through the article, and maybe I'm wrong, but as I thumbed through it, because I never read an article before I get into it, I wanted to see a verse of scripture. And I didn't. But Tony Evans gives his approach to save the black community. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I think it's going to take 2 generations to get us back to where we were, let's see, about in the early 60s. And everybody thinks that the Black Panther Party, Huey P. Newton, and all those guys were a terrible group. Oh, no. Look at our young men today in 2016. Look at this. My goodness. Let me read this article, and let me get comfortable, because this is going to be, I hope, a very good read for you. And I'm also hoping that it's going to, how can I say, be legitimate. Washington, D.C., the National Black Church Initiative, they call it the NBCI, a faith-based coalition of 34,000 churches, comprised of 15 denominations and 15.7 million African Americans, declares an educational emergency and calls for higher standards and advanced proven evidence-based practices. Did you hear that language? Evidence-based practices, that's what they all do, based upon a particular initiative. What he's trying to do is he is attempting to catch us up on the same train that the educational system and all of them in. It's all education based. Now, this is supposed to be the National Black Church Initiative. Tony Evans comes from an organization called the Urban Alternative, where it was biblically based, but now we're talking about evidence based practices. It's okay. NBCI plans to recruit and train, and that's a typo. They plan to recruit and train over 350,000 mentors to develop the academics framework to support this new effort. Now, 2 typos here. Academics or academic? Well, it says academics, but that's all right. You see, now I'm saying that because I have to read some essays during the spring break, and I'll be reading very closely. And I know when I write something, I have to read over it. If you've come to my website, you know that. I type something quick, leave it up there, a typo, I'll come back 2 or 3 days later and correct it. But you put out this National Educational Initiative, and already in this, there's 2 typos. All right, let me keep going. The National Black Church Initiative is launching a comprehensive educational strategy, a pathway forward for African Americans in the 21st century to address academic pathways and priorities for African Americans in K-12 public schools and higher education. Since the Black Church historically has served as epicenter for educating African Americans through pedagogical, yes, that's right, pedagogical and content-focused efforts. I don't know the Black Church ever doing that, but he can say that. A prevailing imperative exits to reestablish, exists, that is, to reestablish these fundamental relationships to generate smoother matriculation and competitive outcomes of African Americans in the K-20 and beyond pipeline. Okay, all right. I'm reading all that. Sounds beautiful. This sounds like it's coming from the pen of Tony, because Tony can write. The Reverend Anthony Evans, president of the National Black Church Initiative, Black Church says. Yeah, that's what it says. I'll read it right. Let me read the sentence right. The Reverend Anthony Evans, comma, president of the National Black Church Initiative, Black Church says, says, we have the blessings and support of the entire Black Church global leadership for NBCI, Comprehensive Educational Strategy, a Pathway Forward for African Americans in the 21st Century. Well, you've repeated yourself. We know that. But anyhow, I'm still reading. It says, one of the first steps is to call African-American academians and scholars together to set higher standards for African-American children at every grade level. I thought that that was done through the educational systems that is set up in our local communities for our public school system. I thought that these systems have been set up and they've been guaranteed. In other words, when our children go to school and gain a diploma from high school and going into community college and into the universities and into grad level things and the higher technologies, these things have already been set up. But that's all right. I'm trying not to become biased. I really am, and I've gone through that system. You guys know my story. It took me 20 years to get a master's degree going to school at night. I didn't have a system like this helping me. Got up off my rump and went to school at night. Sometimes I can only take one class a semester, but I had to do something. Wait a minute. Let me continue to read this. One of the first steps is to call African-American academians and scholars together to set higher standards for all African-American children at every grade level. We plan to build news partnerships. News, N-E-W-S, news partnership? No, that should be new. New partnerships, and to conduct an in-depth evaluation of current partners to see if there are still affinity issues and move forward under this new strategy. No. That should be affinity issues in moving forward under this new strategy. Thus far. And look, this is the first time I'm reading it. You guys know me. I don't read the article and then come back and do commentary on it. What I do when I do commentary is I read the article and comment, but I can't because I keep seeing. You should never post an article of this magnitude saying that you're going to educate all the black children in the country and your cover sheet is screwed up. Well, anyhow, let me continue to look at this. We are currently conducting an educational evaluation in 200 communities around this nation to simply answer the question. Are these communities... Wait a minute. He says to simply answer the question, period. Now, what's happening here, there should not have been a period there. There should have been a comma or a semicolon. You know what I'm talking about? because he poses the question, and the question is, are these communities doing all they can do with the resources they have, and do they benefit, that's with an S, black students? Oh, this is terrible. And you know, with white people now, certain white people in this country talking about us because of what's happened in St. Louis and all over the city, they say, see, these black people aren't ready. Dr. Evans, I just have to, and I'm not calling you out, sir, because I respect you. I've been to your pastor's conferences over the many years. I don't go now because you've aligned yourself with a bunch of guys that really can't call themselves Christians. I think that, well, even though I really dig his son's music, because Anthony Evans Jr. can sing, and that boy sings about God in such a powerful way. I love it. I love a lot of things that Tony Evans does, but he needs to spot check himself here, because this is a poorly written article. How do I know? I read philosophy essays, and come on. Well, anyhow, I didn't listen. Wow. I didn't like that sentence. And you can download the article and read it for yourself. He says that we plan to release these observations of the 200 communities in early 2017. In addition, we plan to conduct the largest educational survey of African American parents' attitudes and expectations ever in the history of the black community. Man, I wonder how you're going to do that. Because if you try to get the parents to understand something and they don't understand the value of hard work and an education without somebody putting it in their hands, I am looking at the majority of the adult African-American community that raises children. And I'm telling you, there's just a handful of us that are raising our children in the old-fashioned way with the tactics that we raised them with years ago. All right. In addition, we plan to conduct the largest survey. I read that. This crucial data will give us the information we need to understand the challenges at ground level and the ability to write and to shape educational policies for the African American community going forward over the next 50 years. This is why the Black Church has declared an educational emergency. Well, let me break in the article and say this right now. And I wish I had the record queued up to play it, but it's too late, baby. It's too late. Because in 50 years, let's see, this is 2016, I'll be dead. And the person that wrote this will be dead, if this is Dr. Tony Evans. And who are the people that's going to carry this baton for 50 years? And what kind of evidence do we see that they have the capability to do it? This is another endless attempt to get something done, but it's not going to get. And what I find interesting in this article, there is not one scripture in the Bible. Not one. And I, wait a minute, wait, let me continue to read, because you think that I'm biased. As we know, the persisting gap of uncertain stance between the vital institutions of church and education for African America has been negated and underutilized for many years. I don't know what that means. I sincerely don't know what that means. It says, historically, the long-standing impact and tradition of these two institutions have produced generations of successful African Americans who received initial education and teachings in the church. Yeah, but that's from way back. Because when you think about I don't want to quote it wrong, but if you know the philosophy of the talented 10th, because of this idea that there would be 10% of the African American community that's going to lead the rest of the 90% of our community to go forward in a lot of things. And so That's very interesting. Then the article goes on and says, with the launching of the Comprehensive Educational Strategy, A Pathway Forward for African Americans in the 21st Century. He didn't have to say that. Since you've already planted that, all the person had to say, all the person had to say is with the launching of this program. See, that's how you don't have to repeat it. See. Says the National Black Church Initiative recognizes institutions of church and education. Unless such efforts are taken for generations to come, the trajectory of African Americans in children and adulthood becomes dependent upon incomplete approaches devoid of the unique character and capacity found in this formidable relationship. What does that mean? I think I understand what they're trying to say, but it wasn't said properly. Hence, the readiness of African Americans at each of these stages is critical to the viability of our colleges and community in our country. Then it goes down to the next paragraph. Maybe it should be read without me commenting, right? No, if you were reading this, and some of you are reading it since you've gone to it on your computers and you're reading it with me. Let's go down to, he does it again, the pursuit of the Comprehensive Educational Strategy, A Pathway Forward for African Americans of the 21st Century by the National Black Church Initiative requires both collective and individual engagement. All they had to say, and that would, this will require collective and individual engagement. They didn't have to do it. No one edited this piece. I don't think that Tony wrote this because Tony's smarter than this. Dr. Evans is really, he has a PhD from Dallas Theological Seminary. Whether that means anything, I've never been the greatest writer in the world, but I'd get me an editor before I put this out. Then in the next sentence, he says, scholars and academians elicit understanding to the plethora of issues and varying nuances and nexuses affecting academic matriculation from childhood to adulthood within K-12 and higher education context. In other words, he says that the academians and scholars have the understanding to carry them. Well, who are these academians and scholars? That's all right. And that has been a problem in the black community also, because there's a lot of jealousies and stuff that still, especially through the institution of the church. I've seen it for the years that I was pastoring in these institutions. My God, the jealousies and the crawdadness. Well, you know what that is when you know, a bucket full of crawdads. One's going to climb up on top of the other one and pull the other one down, right? Well, that's what they do in the black church. Jealous of the pastor, because, man, I used to ask those guys that were in the church with me, which one of you guys want to be the senior teacher of this outfit? Because I'll step the hell down. I don't need this. Oh, no. Oh, no. You in charge. You in charge. Yeah, right. And practically all those people that said that, you know what? They were attempting to be the pastor of the church. It was the funniest thing you ever want to see. And they got so many churches in South Central Los Angeles right now that are without legitimate pastors, academians, and scholars. Storefronts, I mean, good-sized medium buildings just sitting there, opening up on Sunday morning for the 50-something and above to show up. If the young preacher with no education hasn't taken it and thrown it into a psychedelic, what do you call it? Well, let me keep reading this thing here, because they keep repeating themselves. Okay, here it is. Religious and church advocates, okay, give voice to the concerns of nuclear and extended families compromising their congregation, whom have unique accounts about the impact of the educational system. I don't know what that sentence means. Then it says, giving the ongoing challenges faced by historical black colleges and universities, HBCUs, comma, the shared and distinctive issues experienced by African Americans, establishing a collaborative of scholars and academians, you're repeating yourself, from the institutions of education and clergy and laymen, women of the churches, to provide a culturally relevant, strategic approach towards generating holistic measures within the comprehensive educational strategy. You know what this is? That whole paragraph makes no sense to me. And I'm not trying to mock these people, my brothers. Darn it, I'm not trying to mock them, but this ain't going to make it. This looks like a bunch of mumbo jumbo to get a grant. Because when you write some prefaces for a grant, you got to fill that thing with words. And these are these high-tech words just toppled up on top of each other. Wait a minute. I'm on page 3. It says the National Black Initiative believes strongly in a need for this comprehensive educational strategy, a pathway forward for African Americans in the 21st century, and building upon present relationships within educational and religious communities, period. The target objectives are as follows. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You tell me that they believe strongly in it. All you should have said was the the NBCI. That's all you had to say. The NBCI has targeted these objectives as follows. But see, they're stacking words. And if I were a person trying to give a grant to help this thing, and I see this is people putting in, hey man, we can get some money. See, we trying to help this, write it this way. Come on, and then you gotta post it because it has to become something writ. Educational people will read this. People with education and brains will read this and say, who wrote this? But let me read some of these things here. To establish higher standards and advance evidence-based practices for African Americans in early childhood education, as well as in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, they say, and science, you said science once, technology, you said that twice, engineering, you said that again, arts, mathematics, STEAM, is it STEM or STEAM? See, because you got STEM capitalized and then you got STEAM. So which one are you talking about? And then it says, and in other related forms of academic knowledge and skills of adolescents and adults to prepare a viable, sustainable economic workforce. Economic, viable, sustainable workforce in what? But y'all building cars or what? I don't get it. Second thing, that whole paragraph makes no sense. You haven't explained to me anything that you're doing. In 50 years, if you're going to be doing stuff like this, the African-American community is going to be in a deeper pit than it's in now. God help us if this is the best we can do. And no, I will not become a part of this initiative because I would say you need to take that thing off your website right now. Right now. This is the most embarrassing piece of literature that supposedly is representing the black church, how far we've sunk. Number 3, to crystallize the historic role of the black church in promoting its sacred principles and education as its highest calling of the African-American congregation and society at large. What sacred principles? What sacred principles? I remember Henry Lyons, the leader of the National Baptist Convention, whoring with that whore and the stolen property and the, it's going to prison for what sacred principles? The late Dr. E.V. Hill justifying such buffoonery and tomfoolery. I don't know what's the matter with Tony. When he had the Urban Alternative, working with that Urban Alternative on a local individual basis, that was fine. Now you got a 50-year program. Who's going to be raking in all this money? And is this the best writing you're going to do? Let me read the summary. I'm tired of this. It says, in summary, what depth and breadth of knowledge and experience scholars and academics No, and academians. Wait a minute, let me start reading this sentence again. I got to get this right in my head. In summary, what depth and breadth of knowledge and experienced scholars and academians and religious and church advocates alike offer regarding the persisting challenges and existing opportunities for African Americans in educational context and beyond. Huh? No. You stopped in the middle of that thing. See, that's what I'm talking about. Wait a minute. I'm going to do this again, and I'm going to do it justice. What depth and breadth of knowledge and experience scholars and academians and religious and church advocates alike offer regarding the persisting challenges and existing opportunities of African Americans in educational context and beyond, period. Wait, you left something out because you start off with what depth and breadth. That's a question. But you, period. Then you say, the development of the comprehensive educational strategy, a pathway forward for African Americans in the 21st century, serves as an important document to provide valuable standards and solutions to recultivate a generation of African Americans who can maximize their fullest God-given human potential within the realm of this American society. And that's the end of the article. I'm sorry, but you haven't told me anything. You give me a bunch of words that sounds highly sophisticated and all of that, but you haven't said a word. You haven't said a thing. Now, it has at the bottom of this thing, the NBCI's purpose is to partner with major organizations and officials whose main mission is to reduce racial disparities in the variety of areas cited above. NBCI's offers faith-based, out-of-the-box and cutting-edge solutions to stubborn economic and social issues. I don't know what that means. Wow. NBCI's programs are governed by credible statistical analysis, science-based strategies and techniques and methods that work. End of article. Well, you haven't told me nothing in this piece that you wrote. I don't know who wrote it, but it says, contact Reverend Evans. I really am ashamed. And I may call the number and tell him, look, y'all need to rewrite that initiative and check the grammar and everything else because this is not going to work. No one with a brain is going to pay any attention to that. And I'm not speaking. Look, I'm a black man. I'm not a white man. I'm not a Klansman and stuff. I love my community. Do you know how much I love my community? This is not going to work. All right, I have a plan because I read verse 6 of Titus chapter 2. All right, you know, it says likewise. In other words, the verse, the manner says, just like all the other verses that I've been talking with you about, and I guess I got to go back and bring, because see, Paul is writing a letter. I took a verse out of this letter, and I want to start off, well, let me go a couple of verses higher, because I don't want to sound as bad as this article that I just read. Because when it says in verse 6, likewise, urge the young men to be sensible. Well, this was an admonition to a lot of the Christians in the first century to regulate their behavior. In other words, he writes in verse 3, older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior. Do you see that in the black community today? older women being reverent in their behavior? Or do you see everybody trying to bump and grind on the floor? Put pictures of their grandma up on the internet doing that. Not malicious gossips. You got that going on in the church and in the home? What are they watching on TV? Nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good. You see what black women do? They drink more than the men now. Look at verse 4. That they may encourage the young women to love their husbands and to love their children. What women are encouraging their daughters to love their husbands? Or are they encouraging them to leave them? Man, it's crazy. Every time a separation takes place, even in my family, I don't care. Every time a separation takes place in a marriage, somebody's going to get damaged. That's why I stayed with my woman for 34 years. We didn't get along with everything. Oh, heck no. We didn't get along. But I know that my woman and I had to encourage my children, and I'm not bragging. Both of my children are beyond bachelor's degrees. And look what it says, to be sensible, pure. And this term pure means clean. Talking to the women, this is keeping that conversation going. And you're doing this from your house, not from all these educational ambiguities that the National Black Church Initiative president is talking about, because he threw something together that doesn't make any sense. But he had to know that when black people read this, yeah, see what our president did? Y'all need to start reading with intelligence. This isn't going to work. We're going to take all the money we can from these institutions that's going to give us the money to push our lives, to push our families, to push our agenda. But to the majority of these slaves, see, I know these people. I know the way they think. They are treacherous. And they will use the church or anything they can to guarantee them getting that money. Look at this. See, I'm reading the Bible. I would have put this initiative in to be sensible, pure, workers at home. Tell that woman to stay home and work. Kind. You think black women are kind these days? And look at their daughters fighting each other in the street, pulling the wigs out. Come on, man. You got to be filled with the right stuff here. Then it tells women to be subject to their own husbands. Are you kidding me? These women in the church are listening more to these crooked bishops that they have in charge of their lives. Be sensible to their husbands, that the word of God may not be dishonored. That's out, because in the Bible. Now, how many years you going to think that it's going to... Look, this was written 2,000 years ago. You think these people are going to believe that today? Likewise, verse 6. Urge the young man to be sensible. For the young men, it says, in all things to show yourself to be an example of good deeds. Now, you talk to young black men in the church. Read that verse to them. To be an example of good deeds. I have a situation that I may have to get involved in. And my God, if it was my son, I would have told my son, look here, boy. You better be careful. Who you riding with, what they got on them when they riding with you, where you riding to, why are you riding with these guys, what do you know about these guys, where is this riding with these guys going to lead you? See, that's what this verse 7 means. In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds. Now, I ain't talking about good as opposed to bad, the way the certain communities look at that. I'm talking about godliness. And it's going to take you 50 years to get to godliness. And Tony, in case somebody advises you of this webcast, you didn't have one Bible verse in this thing that you put together. Not one. And you call yourself the leader of a church coalition? Not one verse of scripture. And I know because, see, when you want to get some money, when you Oh, okay. All right. When you want to make some money, that's what you do. Okay, somebody just sent me a deal there, and I'm going to have to respond to that. Now, these messages come across. I'm telling you, will my work ever be done? I don't think so. Let me continue to look at this. All right. In things, know yourself an example of good deeds. And look what it says to the men, with purity and doctrine and dignified. See, this is all taught in the church. Don't take 50 years to get back to this. It takes 1 hour. 1 hour. And if you got the brain, and if you believe, you know what? You know what? St. Anselm of Canterbury put it this way. You must believe in order to understand. You see, in order to understand the Bible, you have to believe it. You don't have to wait 50 years as this thing is done, because see, this is 50 years of a money grab. That's what this is. And this coalition is not going forward. Not by that written article right there. It's not going forward at all. Now look what it also tells the men. Look what it says. Look what it says. Verse 8, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach. This article is not sound. In order that the opponent, the people that's trying to give you this money for this project, may be put to shame, having nothing to say about us. Well, I'm black. I read it. I'm an educated man. And I haven't done anything but torn this article up. And they started off with, we have a plan. You don't have a plan because you left God out of it, Tony. And whenever you leave God out of the plan, it's not going to work. Your organization is big and people are looking to you because their sons are being slaughtered in the streets of our major cities. The police are incarcerating us at a rate that there is no recovery for us. I'm here to tell you that we are in terrible, terrible shape. But I've said enough. We have to be filled with the right stuff. And this article isn't it. But this is my Saturday morning offering to you. Think it through. Oh, and if you'd like to go to the website, just type in National Black Church Initiative. I think it's like this. It's here it is, www.NALTBLACKCHURCH.com. You'll get the article. Maybe it'll be rewritten by then. God bless. Whatever you do, let the Word of God guide you, not the National Black Church Initiative.